Sussex County Council agenda for October 31st, 2006. Approval of the agenda. Mr. Baker, any changes? No. Okay.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes. To approve the agenda for Sussex County Council, October 31st, 2006, as in printed form. Questions, Mr. Cole? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Let the record show Mr. Phelps is not coming to the room yet. He's here. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Approval of minutes from, I believe, October 3rd minutes that you had before you in printed form.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of October the 3rd as presented.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Dukes, second by Mr. Jones, to approve the minutes for October the 3rd, 2006, for Sussex County Council as in printed form. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Record show Mr. Phelps is out of the room. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Reading correspondence, Mr. Griffin.
There's one item. It looks like a card from Joyce, if I can read this correctly. Joyce Cofield. The council saying, what an unexpected and pleasant surprise being recognized as the DWTC Executive Director.
Okay.
I think that's the Delaware Waterborne Transit Committee for the water traffic on the Nanticoke.
Okay.
Been a pleasure working with Steve Maston over the years. And that's the only correspondence.
Okay. Twilight Zone David Baker, I guess today you're in the middle there. Going from finance to administrator. Go ahead.
Yes. I'd like to review the weekly report to the council. And copies coming down. First is a reminder regarding the Sussex County election contest. Sussex County resident students aged 18 and under in grades K through 12 are encouraged to participate in the online election contest. All entries must be received by 7 a.m. on next Tuesday, November 7th, and they may register online at our website, www.sussexcountyde.gov. Winners will receive scholarships for college for $200 for first place and $100 for the top five runners up. And I think Chip is, Mr. Guy is sending out another copy of the press release. Next is land use plan update. On October 27th at 1 p.m. last Friday, the Planning and Zoning Commission met with the county's land use consultant, Urban Research and Development Corporation, and county staff in the county council chambers. The consultant and staff received input from the Planning and Zoning Commission regarding the plan update. Individual members of the commission brought up different concerns that they had. The next item is, we regret to announce that Mr. Richard L. Timmons of Ocean View passed away on Friday, October 27, 2006. Mr. Timmons was elected to the Sussex County Levy Court in 1968 and became the first president of the Sussex County Council in 1970 after the conversion to home rule. And then finally, holiday schedule for next week. Sussex County offices will be closed on November 7th, Election Day, November 9th for Return Day, and November 10th for Veterans Day. County Council will not meet on November 7th, but will meet on November 14th at 6:30 p.m. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. So you're the web director of accounting this week.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have the human service grants to go over with you today for your approval. I sent a spreadsheet out in your packet, but in case you didn't bring it, I put one in front of your desk this morning. I just want to touch on a few things. Our budget this year for the human service grants was $110,000. After we accumulated all the grants, if you look at the last page, you can see we're only at $105,650, so there's some left to spend for those that come in late, and we do get a handful that come in late. I've added some new notes to the schedule this year for your information. Which grants are new, who didn't request this year, who has had grants in the past. So this is the schedule that I'm recommending paying for the human service grants. Are there any questions?
And this money goes out when?
This money will go out, it takes, well, I'll need the, after the minutes are prepared, and that we check all the addresses on the schedules for changes, and we get them all keyed in, usually in about 4 to 6 weeks.
All right.
They all get keyed in.
And then it goes out. Okay.
Yeah, then they'll go out and checks. They'll go on a Tuesday list. You'll see it on your...
So if Mr. Rogers and I, like where it says grant request today, Rabbits Ferry Community Center, which they wanted some building repairs, would we wait till then and tell you to include it? Would that be possible, or is that...
Well, I think
because you said if there is enough support on that?
We discussed it last week about that one, but...
Yeah, that's coming from a different grant category, I believe,
that I wrote down,
right.
Community improvements.
Okay.
These are
okay.
Human service
okay.
grants.
Okay, I got you.
And there are, since you brought it up, there are two that have requested grants that I'm suggesting we do move to a different grant category because there's five new grants this year, and as we fund new grants, it's eating up the money. If we can shift some to a different category, then everybody gets a little bit. So I'll be coming back on the agenda with that.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I got this. Susie, I see like there's several that had been given money in 2006, but no requests. But we do have that because I'm sure when this hits the street,
yes,
everybody's going to line up like we're giving food away. So
every year, and we leave some out for that purpose. And I'll come back on the agenda with that grant to get it approved.
And the total amount was only $110,000.
That was the budgeted amount for 07. That's been the budget for the last few years.
Right.
Okay, and as this county has been growing as fast as it had with all the people and everything happening, we've maintained that. Is there so to change that, we'd have to do it in the next budget process?
Yes. You can see last year in the very first column, the actual that it came out to be was $104,900. So we never really hit the 110.
Right. Well, of course, a lot of the requests and what we give are substantially different.
Yes.
I mean, I see.
Well, that was the actual. So.
Right. I see a request for $13,000. We give $1,000.
Yes. We haven't increased the budget, right. And it's been $110 for like the last 5 years.
Captive.
Yeah.
But we have created a new category
exactly.
of money, which is the Community Improvement Fund.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, there's a bigger pool of money swimming around there right now.
Why don't we separate, though, if something that is a human service, more of a social program versus a like building improvements and stuff like that? Maybe we ought to start
breaking that down
and pulling some of these out. And
I did start that this year okay. with the new ones. I'm shifting them to a different category. So I completely agree because this 110 is getting used up with the new human service
right.
type of grant, and it could be better suited in another category and get funded.
Now, some of those community improvement grants have a social component. I believe I've seen Boys and Girls Clubs get those.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That aren't
well, they should shift here. And the other
and we have there. Boys and Girls on here, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But they wouldn't, Georgia, for the money we have in the community grant money that it wouldn't qualify. I mean, it'd be hard to determine because, you know, when you give, like, Boys and Girls Club, I gave them $5,000.
Well, let me ask you,
that would eat these funds up quick.
Let me ask a dumb question. What's the difference between the human service grants definition and the community grants?
Because
what is the difference in definition?
The pot is $110.
Now, let me, is there a difference in any kind of definition of those two?
It's questionable.
Certainly, that's up to interpretation.
These are more countywide type
right.
grants,
right.
where you know, if you have a Boys and Girls Club in your district that's in a building fund mode or
right.
something
so
like
the other
that,
one is more targeted to each district.
The district
that funding
right.
is district
right.
oriented versus
right.
this is countywide. Okay.
So
maybe
right
countywide now. Programs that ought to be in here. And, I mean, there should
much,
be
yeah.
some.
That's,
yes, should
we'll
be some shifting.
We'll wait for the new fund. Director of our finance recommendations.
Make a recommendation.
Because there's some things in here that are not countywide.
Right.
Okay. Oh, I agree with you.
Right.
Okay.
That's why I say pull them out and right. try to get the two categories clearly identified.
Okay, we'll wait for her recommendations. Proposed resolution.
Wait a minute. You got to approve it.
Okay. Yeah. Be it moved that the county council authorizes the payment of the human service grants as listed in the spreadsheet for the fiscal year 07 budget.
So moved. Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Jones, to approve the Sussex County Council Human Services Grants for fiscal year 2007 as in printed form at this time. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Now your resolution.
I have a resolution to be approved today because of the changes effective tomorrow, November 1st, we have to also change our collateral approvals, and this is for our collateral withdrawals and substitutions. We have in our banks $100,000 FDIC insurance, but our bank balances are larger than that, so we must collateralize our money with the banks with these securities. We often change our collateral as the bank balance changes due to investments. So when we do this, the bank confirms with the county that this money's been either substituted or withdrawn or increased at a different bank, the collateral. And I'll read the resolution. What we're doing basically is adding Gina as a confirmation person, right, and removing David. Resolution number R03006, authorizing the withdrawals from collateral accounts, including withdrawals associated with collateral substitutions. Be it resolved by the Sussex County Council that the following individuals are authorized to approve withdrawals from collateral accounts, including withdrawals associated with collateral substitutions: Susan M. Webb, Finance Director; Gina A. Jennings, Director of Accounting; William C. Townsend, Finance Coordinator; Jeff James, Director of Engineering Accounting. Each affected bank will be required to notify in writing each of the above individuals of any collateral withdrawals within 2 business days after completion. These collateral accounts pertain to bank accounts and related funds of the Sussex County Council. Any questions?
Nope.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve resolution number R03006.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to approve resolution R03006 as read by Mrs. Webb. Questions? Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you.
Next item, Hal Godwin, Assistant to the Administrator, and introduction of State Planner Brian Hall. Mr. Godwin.
Mr. President, members of Council, as you heard earlier from our County Administrator, we are currently underway with our 2007 update and review of our comprehensive land use plan. And to help us, along with our consultant, we have some friends today from the State Planning Office. As you recognize, Connie Holland, the State Director of Planning Coordination. I wanted to take this opportunity to introduce to you a new person that's been hired in the State Planning Office who will be assigned to work with this county in particular on state planning issues, and that's Brian Hall. Brian was present a few days ago when we had our kickoff meeting with the Planning Commission and our planning consultant. I introduced him at that point as well, so that everyone would know that Brian will be our resource as we need information and documents and advice from the State Planning Office as we review our comprehensive land use plan.
Thank you, Brian. Just a couple of words. I think this is the first Halloween, even when I first took this job, that I haven't been dressed up, and it's usually like a witch, and I thought you all would really appreciate that. And I was even going to bring my hat, but it turned out that it wasn't a positive thing to do. But in these tough jobs, I thought it was kind of neat to have a little humor. I'd like to thank you today for having us. I've had the privilege of working with you all for about 6 years. I know land use is on the front page every day. It's in our hearts and minds. I've gotten some extremely positive feedback from Brian and from the meetings that he's attended that Sussex County is looking at these issues too, looking at ordinances, and we truly are here to help. We just signed a memorandum of understanding with Newcastle County for their southern corridor so that they could, in fact, do planning at a district level. I think that would help Sussex County too. The reason I hired Brian is there are several numerous reasons, and he has 7 years with the Department of Agriculture. He gave away trees. You all like that. Everybody likes green, and he has a very positive relationship with Sussex County and with the local jurisdictions. Also, he has a degree from West Virginia, and he's an urban forester. I think with the environmental issues and with the issues that you'll be looking at for land use, that it will be helpful for all of us to partner up. I know that Sussex County's taken a lot of hard knocks, as well as the state. And I think if we can come together and figure out what's best for our citizens, we'll all be better off. Yeah, I think you'll like Brian in what we are preaching. We are asking the public to come out and speak to Sussex County and not come out with 18 or 20 scenarios that none of us can fix. Look at the first three or four that are most important to everybody, and let's work through this project. With that, I think Brian's going to say a few public servant words that he's here to help. We're not here to hinder, and I look forward to working through the process with y'all. Thank you.
Mr. President, Council, thank you for the opportunity this morning. As Hal and Connie mentioned, we've had the opportunity to meet with your Planning Commission and work through the beginning steps of this process. And as Connie said, I'm just here to work with you. I'm here to serve as a technical resource to guide you through this process and providing support that you and your staff feel necessary. That being said, questions from the chairman or the council this morning?
I'm going to basically take Anne-Marie's place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Same exact thing, or just going to enhance her position? You're going to enhance her position of what she's done, I mean, from with his background?
Whatever, in any way we can serve you. The principal planner, circuit rider planner, is really there for any way we can serve Sussex County. Conduit to other state offices, comprehensive plan, our funds, whatever we can do.
Gentlemen, any questions?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jim.
My question would be, Brian, it didn't sound like you'd had too much background in urban planning or any kind of land use planning, more or less, at the Ag Department.
Well, so let me,
responsibilities there?
Let me kind of elaborate. For the past 7 years, I served as the Urban and Community Forestry Program Coordinator. And simply put, that was trees and people. And the funny thing was, when I joined Connie's office, I got rid of the easy part, which was the trees, and continued moving forward with the challenging component, which is the people. Within that shop, I was responsible for six primary programs, two of which was urban and community forestry outreach, which is educational outreach and expansion to community and community involvement enhancement. The second wave of that was also with land use and land planning. So within the Forest Service, in conjunction with our Ag Lands Department, we provided in support of technical comments of land use decisions, worked to craft and draft ordinances, predominantly relating to the environmental issues. What Connie failed to mention is I also have my master's degree in environmental science and land use planning. So it's just that, as I mentioned before, gravitate to the outdoors and to the trees.
Okay, and I'll finish up here. But so you're not going to, I know your emphasis has been in ag up until this point. As you come to this process, you're not going to be like tilting towards the ag relationship with the county and the land use plan versus, say, tourism and other areas? I mean, are you going to pretty much...
No, sir. My role is, as I said before, to serve as a technical resource for you, and we want to have a balanced view and a balanced assessment of the whole process. So I'm not here to preach trees. I'm not here to preach agriculture. I'm here to take what your concerns are back, find a balanced solution, and work with you to get the best situation resolved.
Well, let me ask Connie maybe this, and maybe both of you can answer. Will the state take any positions, or are you just going to be a knee-jerk reaction to whatever the county gives you?
No.
That's what I'd like to know.
No, I'm sure we'll take positions. I'm sure from the...
Will Brian be able to take... Will he be articulating any state positions as there's conversations and discussions, workshops,
yes,
et cetera?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So if he hears something he doesn't like or that thinks that the state's... It's not part of your program, we will be hearing from him because, you know,
yes,
we need to have that input because,
yes,
so many times state people are, you know...
Sure.
Become bureaucrats and they just sit there and it's just kind of, you know, they don't do anything. I mean, I would like to see, you know, people involved in the process. So as we hear conversations and arguments, and sometimes we get better policy.
Okay. Mr.
Colton,
okay. Mr. Jones,
your question. I happened to meet Brian last week at the soil conservation, and that was shortly after all the letters went out.
Yes.
And I told Brian, I said, Brian, you better go back and tell Connie that, you know, after spending 2 hours just with one person the other day, that,
yes,
you know, that there's some, you know.
We understand there's a lot of concerns. We have forwarded that to DENREC and
well, they're
Secretary
out of control anyway, so.
Yeah. But, you know, one of the things that did resound from Friday's meeting was an improvement on interagency and coordination. And that's something that... coming from forestry, I can truly appreciate that. We were the forgotten section in the world of state when we talked about natural resources and natural resource policy and concern. So I can appreciate and I do feel that frustration that Chairman Wheatley and the group expressed on Friday, that that's something that needs to be worked on.
Right.
Some of the notes that I took back from Friday's meeting, we've already started to move forward on, and that's contacting those folks that I know over in Maryland in response to their concern about state line and interagency coordination. As we talk about the comp plan, that's something that they expressed some interest in to get some feedback on about what's occurring in those areas that do butt up to Sussex County, as well as to see what we can do to better improve upon the communication with DENRAC. That's going to be a challenge with us with the current situation, but we are trying to work through that because
You talk about a pack of bureaucrats. Woo. Yeah. That's a bunch of
There's
them.
There's a key change coming up. It's not a change in the law. It's been there forever and ever, but we are housed in the Office of Budget and Management, and J.J. Davis is our director. And through these comprehensive plans, we will be looking at the fiscal component that goes along with that. So it certainly will help Sussex County and the state figure out where the issues are with money and how we can work through them. And I think that's extremely positive. It goes right down to the infrastructure, roads, to libraries, to schools, to police, funding that you all need for septic. So it's a wise move. I think we're all connecting the dots, and I think it's good to have everybody at the table when we start that so there are no surprises. So it's a very positive move. And we thank you for your time this morning. Okay.
Mr. Phillips has a question.
Okay.
Sure. Have you met Dan Kramer?
No, sir, I don't believe I have.
He's going to be our liaison to the state planning office.
Dan? Okay.
That's usually safe for April Fool's time, but that's not a Halloween
Mr.
joke.
Duke?
April
that's
not Fool's a joke.
No, I'm glad to hear Brian say that he's just going to be taking information back to the office, that he's not here to push his ideas down and get information for the committee. However, I want you to understand one thing, that this plan is Sussex County's and not the state's. And as long as we have that understanding, we'll get along fine.
No, that's not a problem, sir.
Mr. Duke, my apologies, ma'am.
I want this to be your plan,
yes.
And I want what comes out of it to be your ideas and your thoughts and your suggestions. My role is to coordinate, as Connie said, between yourself and the local jurisdictions to make sure we can find the best solution that meets everybody's needs.
I was president of the council October 28, 1998. We had a public hearing out to the college. They estimate 2,000 to 3,000 people at that public hearing. The call that I had yesterday says that probably the public hearing we'll have on the resources map, you'll probably have that many people to deal with again. Luckily, I won't be chairing that meeting.
That's right. Mr. Dukes, I just would like to add that when the governor first put us all together, that her one role was to not have it a top-down, to make sure that the counties and local jurisdictions could take care of themselves and that it was a bottom-up, and that's definitely what we're trying to do. So we will work for that.
It's the western side of the county up.
You got people all over the county, Mr. Cole, that are not
Dale's,
happy with
Dale's,
this.
As Dale said, it was Dale's plan.
No, I didn't say it's my plan. Mr. Cole, you're taking words out of my context.
Let's keep it up. Mr. Baker, you have any comments or anything? Anything else? If not, we thank you for coming.
Appreciate
it. Let's go get suited up.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll be talking a lot.
I'm sure we'll be talking. Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Mr. Godwin, discussion of a proposed